What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It looks like we are being joined now right here on Sports Radio 610 in the Loop with myself, Reginald Atula, and John Lopez by the owners of this Houston Texans team in a lovely H-Town blue. Love the shirts. It is Cal and Hannah McNair. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm not sure what you're talking about, though. What's going on over here?
What do you mean? What do you mean, Cal?
Who do you have over here?
Okay. All right.
How you doing? All right.
I see what's happening now. All right. So for you listeners.
Reggie, is that Hannah?
So for you listeners, especially if you've been listening to us all week long, all the way through camp, there was a day where Cal was walking by the tent, and as he's stopping by, Joanna, his assistant, points to one of the headsets, and I mistakenly assumed that was Hannah McNair.
Hey, Hannah, how are you?
And now I am being punked because sitting in that chair previously was Joanna McNair. Now we are joined.
Joanna McNair, Joanna Hartley.
Oh, Joanna Hart. Sorry, apologies.
Joanna Hartley, please.
See, I have been thrown off. I've been tilted. I've been thrown off my game. And you know what? That's on me.
All right.
Now we are joined by Cal and Hannah McNair.
Reset. All right. So let's reset this and let me fall on the sword for just a second. So
whose idea was that?
Mine. It was my idea.
It's because I'm not your own teammate. Your own teammate.
You know why? He's your friend.
It's my first time out camp. He said that I need to carry his bag, and I refused. And this is my comeuppance, I think.
I've been to 30-something.
You didn't carry his bag?
I didn't.
That's just a rookie's rite of passage.
Thank you.
I've been told by a number of players and coaches that I don't need to do that.
It's okay. Players have also said he needs to. I've been to 30-something NFL camps. Back to the Oilers days. And I said, just carry my bag one day. Just one day.
Yep.
So he refused to do it. So I went up to Cal and Hannah 2 days ago. And I said, I got an idea.
He goes, would you do it? Would you do it? Of course. Joanna and I haven't played that trick in years.
So I was going to ask about that. But first and foremost, I have been, since that happened, the first time it happened, I have been taking note of the fact that you guys have been wearing different skirts, and I have been using that to be able to tell the difference. Today, you guys are wearing the same skirt. Was that intentional?
Yes, it was. I actually FaceTimed her, and I said, show me your outfit.
Damn. Well,
and that's why they call me the OG.
I see it.
OG strikes again.
And yes, shout out to Joanna. For playing the part.
I was carrying her markers and stuff just to trick you.
Y'all have done a great job. Clearly, y'all have done this before.
It's been a while. I thought we'd be off our game, but we were on it.
Very much on it. Is there a fun story that you guys have about a time in which you were able to trick someone, or maybe that you guys would switch places?
So there was a guy that asked me out. I wasn't very interested in him, but she was. And so she went on a date with him. He never knew. And she came back. She goes, I see why.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So you made the right call there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just takes a minute.
It takes a minute. So, Cal, you were in on this, too. And I'm impressed how excited you all were when I brought up the idea about doing this. Have you ever tried to... maybe a body switch, like Hannah had to go do something, and you're like, you know, let's maybe Joanna will go do that.
No.
Oh, I don't think was so. Her passport photo one time.
Oh, really?
That passport has since expired.
Good thing.
She couldn't go, and we were on a time crunch.
Yeah.
She needed her passport done, and so. Yeah.
And they asked, is this a likeness of you? And she said, yes.
It is a likeness of me. You're not lying.
She goes, Hannah, I can't lie if they ask me.
Yeah.
And so the question was, is this a likeness of you? And she said, well, yes.
Thank you guys for doing that.
That
Reggie
funny.
And I are now even. You don't have to carry my bag anymore.
Okay. I'll take it.
Really? It only took that?
Well, it was worth it. Trust me. Because well, it's we will replay this at some point. Trust me on that.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going to sit with me. But obviously, it's always fun to get a chance to talk with you guys. And just like we had fun there, you guys are so concerned with the experience of your fans when it comes to this team. I did want to start with just talking about, like, the brand identity for the Texans. There's, like, a level of, like, brand that you're building, but there's also, like, an identity that I think fans have with it. How intentional are you guys on making sure that, like, it's not just a Texans brand, but it's an identity that sits with your fandom?
Fan experience is very important. If they don't have a good time, they're not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And you need your fans. And, you know, we all thrive off fans, and the players do, the coaches do. The atmosphere in that stadium, I mean, it matters sometimes between a win or a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, we study everything related to the fans and get fan feedback in a number of different ways. But it starts in the parking lot and seeing if we can be more efficient getting people in there. And we now know which lot they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll send them directions to their phone
to
get them the best way in and the best way out to try to get folks.
Because that's something that people, I'm sure some of the feedback you've gotten has been, hey, I need a little help here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so we try to do that.
You also,
and we don't control the construction that goes on, so we really try to help our fans with that as well.
Yeah.
Noted.
Right. There's a lot of it.
You also mentioned earlier, or maybe it was last week, they're all running together, when you had availability with the media at large, some of the things that are happening in there, you know, from the roof being redone to the new scoreboard, to the Italian job speakers, you know, to
movie reference, love it.
Yeah, the movie reference. So what did he say? I want speakers
I
loud
want
enough.
I want speakers
to,
so loud, and we won't repeat
to,
the rest
to
of
rip
it.
The clothes off of her or something like that. Anyway, but some of the other things that are going on, the updates that fans can expect.
Yeah, the new roof. The last one was damaged in the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
And then the scoreboards were. Just kind of, you know, they stopped making parts for them. So mm-hmm. it was something we had to do. They were piecing them together last year. We kind of had our fingers crossed.
There was a game that was broken.
It was close, but we managed our way through it. And then, of course, the sound system is going to be big. People mm-hmm. really notice a difference on those.
You've gotten a chance to test them out. What do we flip on there in order to give them a
there
test?
There we go.
They did cut on a song. The name of it, but it was loud.
Yeah,
it was loud. It was
okay.
Good. It's a top 40.
Okay,
excellent. Yeah. I'm excited to hear that. But I mean,
you don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And obviously, stadium, getting this thing renovated, getting this thing to where it's maximum enjoyable for the fans is a big deal. But I think you also care about this football team, I imagine. And it seems like there's reports about it. You guys have talked about the opportunity to have a headquarters built. Can you run us through what are some of the pros and cons? What are the benefits of having a headquarters that's opposite, rather outside the stadium that we've all come to know and love?
Yeah, great question. So we're one of the few that are inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we've talked a lot, it's not our stadium. It's a county stadium. So they run a lot of events through there. They run graduations, which we're glad to see. But they're in the corridor with the players.
Concerts. No.
They're running concerts.
Circus.
And they're doing sound checks during our draft.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Rolling Stones are tuning
yes.
up while we're trying to figure out who we're getting in the second round. So it's those type of things. It's the rodeo, who's a great partner,
mm-hmm.
but they really take it over for a month and a half.
Sure.
And they do a great job. Yeah. Maybe it's a little bit longer, but
mm-hmm.
it's all those things that makes it hard for us to maybe bring in free agents when the clowns are kind of stretching and warming up right in front of them. And so
you want to be able to respect each other's space and share the space, but it gets hard for all parties involved to really run efficiently when you're trying to trip and over each other. Yeah. So we to have everyone together to be working efficiently and to not have to worry about some of those things. Mm-hmm. I think is a real benefit.
So we've added and upgraded a lot of things for the players, including the cafe, and we have chefs
recovery.
In there. And we added a fairly large recovery area with red lights and chair massage chairs.
Sauna.
Nice.
And we added a sauna back in the players' locker area. So we've been doing what we can with what we got.
For sure.
And we get a lot of feedback from the players that what is there is really, really good.
Yeah.
In league-wide, we rate really well that way. Last year, our only Nick was not having the sauna.
Yeah.
So you took care of that.
Year, yeah. Took care of that.
But it's
we used to have
thing.
It. It just COVID, you had to get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so with that, I mean, obviously, it sounds like that would be great for the team and also the players. Is there anything that you're thinking about in the possibility of a headquarters that would also allow fans to have a little bit more interaction?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. You're always thinking about different things. And, you know, that'll be a part of the process, but nothing we can really go through right now.
Okay. Right. But it'll be football first.
Yeah.
Right.
Take care of the players first. And then if we can feed the fans a little bit more, we'll be happy
you know, one,
to do that.
Make it more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah.
One thing that I've said it on this show, just based on reporting, and I don't want you guys to spill the beans about we're here, 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 whatever, on the new facility or whatever you're looking at. But either or both of you, the pace of at which this is moving along seems pretty quick. Like you're getting research, at least from the reporting. Again, this is me talking. You're getting, names and potential places thrown out. Just talk about the pace at which this is going and how you'd like and when you'd like to get this resolved. You know, one way or the other, where it's renovation, new place, whatever. You know, just how your timeline, so to speak, of you want to make a decision, you know?
Sometimes, as you know, you do. There's a whole lot of background work that has been going on actually for years. And then, you know, an opportunity presents itself and it all seems like it's overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there's a whole lot of groundwork back behind it.
Some of it is out of necessity at the pace we're at.
But I think we're moving along pretty good.
But
right
you're doing
now.
A lot of research, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we're in the middle of a lease negotiation, so that plays into it as well. So
yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts.
You got to be excited no matter how it plays out.
Yes.
But, you know, right? What's your in your mind's eye your vision of what whether it's here or somewhere else. Again, I don't want you to spill beans, but like your vision of what you want.
Well, we want state of the art. We want to take care of the players as best we can. We want more interaction with the fans. We're big into the youth sports, so we'd like to fold in youth sports, and flag football is a big part of our vision going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Our boys play a lot of baseball, so we'd like baseball to be around. And so at any rate, sort of tying all those things together and being a real positive for community
is
just kind of all the things we're looking at.
That's incredible. You mentioned flag football. How cool is it to have the girls' flag football team, the Texas Fury Texans, win the flag championship this year and be able to come out and, like, as a champions, be a part of training camp?
That was so much fun. And today we have the 12U standing on business that represented us as well in Canton. So we've been able to celebrate all these girls and all their efforts to moving this game forward. And we just appreciate them so much and all the hard work that they put into it and their coaches and their parents, because we can't do this without the parent support.
Yeah.
And the growth has just been fantastic. Just fantastic.
I got a couple more for you. Y'all have been officially controlling interest for how long? A little over a year, 2 years, a year and a half, something like that? Well, however long, you know, like it's officially been.
Principal owner.
2024.
Like
2024. So we always ask players, what was your welcome to the NFL moment? What was y'all's welcome to the NFL moment when you're like, oh, wow, you know, we've got to make this call right now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Was there one?
Was there?
Because I've been there, you know, for 20 years or
whatever. Yeah, I know. You've always been involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not really one where you're like, oh, okay.
I don't think so. Maybe when they call roll at the beginning of every meeting, and maybe the big March meeting where I was a principal owner.
Yeah.
And I got the vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was
that,
a moment.
That was a moment.
That was it.
You got the vote. Yeah.
Seeing
so.
Who supports you and who doesn't was.
They all
moment.
Did. It was awesome.
Unanimous.
I was looking around the room.
Yeah. Who, okay.
Who's gonna vote? No.
Whose hand is going up here?
Yeah.
No, they were awesome. You got a ownership. We fight on the field, right?
Yeah.
And maybe about some other stuff, but
yeah.
when the business comes together, we really try to work collaboratively.
And this one is just something that I noticed out here. And this may have been a part of the stadium and what you guys do for decades, and I just never noticed it. You know, I just never noticed this in the past. But I was walking around out here, and I noticed, I think it said something to the effect of, it was like a video release. You know, like, you're going to be here, you might be on video, we might show you on the screen or whatever. And I'm just like, maybe it's been there for 20 years and I never noticed it.
Are you
it.
Just noticing it because of Coldplay?
That's what I was asking. Was that a Coldplay
effect?
If you
read the fine print in your tickets as well, like,
right. Well, we've always
signed
said
for a game,
yeah,
it's in everything. Yeah.
Yeah,
you have to.
And I'm like, I wonder if that's a Coldplay effect.
No, people are just noticing it now.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, well, real
Cal's
quick.
Not allowed to go to any Coldplay concerts.
Real quick before we go, I did want to give you an opportunity here because I know Miss Janice going into the Ring of Honor. I just wanted to give you an opportunity. How cool is that for you to be able to facilitate that and see that happen? Because obviously she matters a great deal in the history of this franchise.
Yeah, she deserves it. We're so excited to put her up there with the other, be the fourth member. And she's excited to join Dad up there as being honored. And she was with him by his side, and she's been our role model for so many years. And
definitely mine.
Yeah, and exactly.
Sorry. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But the way they work together in partnership,
mm-hmm.
you know, has really been inspirational, and hopefully for a lot of people. So.
Yeah. And people forget for a long time, one of very few women who was the principal owner. Yeah.
That's right. She was principal owner for a number of years.
I think that's also representative of how we are as an organization. Nothing is one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team, and that started with Bob and Janice to get doing this together. So. Having them both up there together just kind of solidifies the teamwork that they both did to build this here in this community.
Well, you guys are the best.
Absolutely love that. Everything is indeed a team effort. And by the way, not for any particular reason. Love the colors on the shirts, on the quarterback jerseys.
Do you like this?
They
the
got
tile?
The,
these shirts
they
are
got the
so
tile.
Cool.
You got the
I love
tiles
it. It's beautiful.
Working.
It's one of the
this
things.
This may
that
be
you,
my favorite one so it, far
yeah,
in camp.
Yeah, it's
so
the tiles.
Say thank you to Joanna for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna.
Joanna Marks. Hannah McNair.
She's talking to Sarah.
Lopez, I will get back at you.
No, we're even. We're even, right?
That's what you think.
Right?
Reggie.
Hannah, we'll
Reggie,
talk.
Do you have a feisty side, or are you just all business all the time?
I like to think that I'm a lover, not a fighter. However, if I need to, we can go to those places.
People don't expect it. They never see you coming.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it works, I think.
All right, yeah. All right.
Although I have just stated my intentions, I might have undercut myself. But
you stay in the stat sheet real hard, I see.
Yes,
I try.
He does.
I try.
Yes,
two laptops and everything. But you guys, obviously, it's a great pleasure to be able to sit down with you. And to be able to chat with you out here, and I imagine that we're all on the same page on wanting to see a really, really good football team this year.
Great.
We're looking forward to it. We can't wait. We're really excited.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cal and Hannah McNair.
Thank you all for having us.
Not
Thank
Joanna
you.
Marks, but Cal and Hannah McNair sitting down here.
Are
right
you sure?
I'm actually not. Not at all. Everything has been a shake in my worldview. And with that, we'll take you to break here. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we will take a quick break, talk a little bit more about what's happening out here at training camp.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.